Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today is the final portion of our series with Miss Barbara Richardson McClellan. She's written a food column for the Longview News Journal for the past 50 years, published 3 cookbooks, and has done many, many other things of note. This final episode covers how she's kept busy all these years since making Longview her permanent home.
Anyway, we have been here now, back in Longview, 10 years. And I started to do nothing. I said, I am stopping everything. Well, we didn't. We became members of Trinity Episcopal Church because Joe had directed an Episcopal church for many years. I took, it's not called instruction, but I became confirmed in the Episcopal Church and still sing in the Trinity Choir with my precious Bill Bain, whom I call my baby boy, because he lost his mother about the same time I lost our oldest child. Our Carrie died very suddenly. So Bill and I became kind of like play-like mother and son, still singing in the choir, as I said, but I didn't just drop everything else. I didn't intend to substitute teach, but Bill, who was the music teacher at Trinity of Texas School, called me to sub one day, and I said, oh, no, I don't sub. He said, yes, you are. You're subbing for me tomorrow. So I did. I went and subbed there for several years. But then the Longview Public Schools called and said, we need a music teacher just for a few days. So I said, okay, just a few days. I went to Johnston McQueen for a whole semester and have been subbing for the past 8 years full-time. I had a wonderful special ed class called Life Skills that I taught for a whole year. But we have run into some difficulties with some dementia. Joe was diagnosed 2 years ago with senile dementia, and that kind of involves the whole family. When I say we have a neurologist and we have appointments, it's a real thing. It is we, because it's not just the patient, but it's the entire family. But anyway, now back to life in Longview. I started practicing Tai Chi in the valley because I failed at yoga. I couldn't do down dog facing the whatever. So the yoga teacher said, would you like to go next door and try Tai Chi? And I did, and have been practicing Tai Chi on a regular basis for over 20 years. It has saved my sanity, my agility. Tai Chi is focusing on breathing, balance, and focus. It focuses on focus. So I still do that. I still write the column. I do a few other things. On my 80th birthday, I began to take art lessons, drawing from the wonderful Jeannie Davis, who is a renowned artist. I am the poorest one in the class always, and I know it, but she's so kind. I've taken now 4 series of lessons from her. You can now tell a house from a horse when I draw it. That's about as far as it goes. Well, I think we've about covered all of my interests. I still do a little music playing programs. I do some playing at various retirement facilities. I try to play almost every day at home to keep the old arthritic fingers limber. Still do a bit of cooking. Still the writing, as I've mentioned, visiting the library, and I guess I just work hard at keeping on keeping on, because I think that's the way life is best.